I now give the floor to the representative of the Russian Federation.
Mr. President, we are grateful to the Secretary General for preparing the new semi-annual report on the implementation of Resolution 2231. We would like to thank Mr. Feldman for the briefing. We note the effective work carried out by the Permanent Representative of Italy, Mr. Cardi, who is a facilitator within the Council on the implementation of the provisions of the resolution. And given that the Ambassador Cardi is speaking in front of the Council in this capacity for the last time, we would like to thank the Italian delegation and him personally for the effective efforts he had made in this important area of the Security Council's work. You've brought in constructive contribution to our work, Mr. Cardi, you yourself and the Italian team. We think that one of the central goals of the international community is a keeping of the joint comprehension plan of action on settling the situation on the Iranian nuclear program. The JCPOA is a main achievement in the recent years in the area of nuclear non-proliferation, diplomatic efforts to ensure that there is a regional international peace of security. This is the outcome of joint collective work. The report prepared by the Secretary General is a clear illustration of an unconditional compliance by Iran with the commitments under JCPOA. And this is something that is repeatedly confirmed by the IAEA, but also by the Secretariat of the UN, which, as stated in the report, has no information about the transfer by Iran of either items or technologies of nuclear or dual use in violation of paragraph 2 of Annex B of Resolution 2231. Unfortunately, despite this positive trend in the implementation of JCPOA, we have to note that there is an attempt being made by some countries to undermine this breakthrough collective agreement. We do hope that reason will ultimately prevail and the issues of international security and stability will at one point stop being taken hostage to internal political processes. And JCPOA will be allowed to start working full force and display its unique potential. The guarantee of that, first and foremost, is a good faith implementation by all participants of the commitments they have undertaken voluntarily. We do support the appeal by the Secretary General to the participants of the plan to abide by its provisions in full, including the need to ensuring that Iran receives specific benefits as a result of abiding by the agreements. And the appeal to all countries and organizations to act in full compliance with the JCPOA and to support its implementation in every way possible. Mr. President, we once again need to draw your attention to the practice of the Secretariat conducting investigations for which the Secretariat has neither the authority nor the expertise. Such actions were carried out without the prior consent of the Security Council are not legitimate, and the information obtained in the course of such activities cannot be considered accurate and should not be part of the report. Information about such trips is not something that should be considered in the same line as conducting regular consultations with member states. We'd like to recall that such travels are carried out at the expense of the budget, which is given to the 2031 cell, and the budget given them exclusively for the purpose of the implementation of the mandate they receive, since we're concerned about the budget. We continue thinking that the report should not contain information obtained from open sources or reference to the information provided by individual countries which is not verified or when we know that it's unverifiable. Such information, first and foremost, need to be sent to the Security Council, which is authorized to undertake decisions on future steps, including whether or not to conduct investigations. An independent action in this regard is not something that we can consider as something that is legitimate. Similarly, without a unanimous decision by the Council, it is unacceptable to conduct joint meetings within the 2231 format with subsidiary bodies of the Security Council and teams of experts. We'd like also to recall that we have paragraph 3 of Annex B in Resolution 2231. It states there black on white that what we have to Iran is a call, just a call, not to carry out activity which is related to ballistic missiles, which are designed in such a way that they could be capable of delivering nuclear weapons. Would like to draw the attention of members of the Council that the regional issues and the situation in the Middle Near East is not something in general that needs to be discussed within the context of JCPOA or Resolution 2231. Discussions on these topics need to be held in other formats, but at the same time be held on the basis of mutual respect, so as to remove the existing differences of view and suspicions, and to do it exclusively through a direct political dialogue. Several years ago, the Russian Federation developed an initiative on creating the system of collective security and confidence-building measures in the regions, and this continues being relevant. We also need to implement the Security Council Resolution 598, which entrusted the Secretary General with the task of providing to the Security Council the measures on increasing the security and stability in the region. This request from the Security Council to the Secretary General was not implemented. It's time to do it now. This kind of methodology would be more effective than the new punitive decisions. Mr. President, 2 years of JCPOA's work have shown that this is an effective agreement. It's fully capable of tackling the tasks it sets itself. We are convinced that there is no alternative to the plan of action. There can be no justification for its revision either. The Russian Federation is committed to the unconditional and comprehensive implementation of the provisions of Resolution 2231 and JCPOA, which is an outstanding accomplishment in world diplomacy. It enabled us to resolve one of the most important regional issues. The importance of the nuclear deal is something that's recognized by the absolute majority of members of the international community. This is what we can hold up as a model when we are dealing with other acute issues and acute regional crises. It's within our forces to make sure that it's successfully implemented. But in order to do that, first of all, we need to abandon the language of threats and sanctions and to start using the instruments of dialogue and concentrate on broadening cooperation and mutual trust. In this regard, we note that in the course of the most recent meeting of the Joint Commission on the 13th of December in Vienna, all participants have reaffirmed their commitment to implementing their commitments they undertook under JCPOA. I repeat, all members. This is very promising for the future, and we expect that countries will continue following this line strictly in the line and the spirit of this historic agreement. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of the Russian Federation for his statement. I give the floor to the representative of Sweden.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I want to thank Undersecretary General Feltman, Ambassador Adamson, and, of course, Ambassador Sebastiano Caudi for his report, but also for his excellent work as a facilitator. We welcome the report of the Secretary-General on the implementation of Resolution 2231. The continued implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action is of crucial importance. The agreement has ensured the exclusively peaceful nature of the Iranian nuclear program, which contributes to stability in the region and indeed beyond. It also contributes significantly to strengthening the global non-proliferation architecture. We welcome Iran's continued compliance with its nuclear-related obligations as verified by IAEA reports. It is important that Iran continues to provisionally apply the additional protocol to its safeguards agreement, and we look forward to Iran's early ratification of the additional protocol. It is promising that the procurement channel process is working according to plan. We also agree with the Secretary General's recommendation that more efforts be made to engage various actors, including the private sector, to increase the economic benefits of the agreement, including for the Iranian people. Notwithstanding these positive trends, we continue to be concerned with reported Iranian violations of the arms embargo and the travel ban. We're also concerned by previously reported ballistic missile launches, which we believe to be inconsistent with Resolution 2231. Regarding information on possible transfers by Iran of missiles or missile technology, we note that the Secretariat is still analysing the information, and any new information pertinent to these cases should be verified by the Secretariat. We expect the Secretariat to report back to the Security Council as soon as possible, and we welcome the suggested joint meeting between the Committee pursuant to Resolution 2140 and the Security Council in the 2231 format. Mr. President, the agreement of the JCPOA represented a milestone and illustrated the potential of dialogue and diplomacy to advance global non-proliferation efforts. We echo the Secretary General's call on all states to act in accordance with the agreement and to avoid provocative actions and rhetoric. We welcome the Secretary General's clear call to all participants to remain committed to the JCPOA in a spirit of cooperation, compromise, good faith and reciprocity. All actors must now work to find peaceful solutions to the ongoing conflicts and crises in the region. We urge all to act responsibly, to refrain from exacerbating the tensions that exist in the region. It is important to separate discussions on challenges in the broader region from implementation of the JCPOA. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Sweden for his statement. I give the floor to the representative of Ethiopia.
Thank you, Mr. President. We thank Under-Secretary General Feltman for his briefing on the report of the Secretary General. We also commend Ambassador Cardi as facilitator for Resolution 2231 for his briefing on the implementation report. We want to express appreciation for all that he has done as he comes to the end of his term. We also appreciate the statement by Ms. Adamson on behalf of the coordinator of the Joint Commission. As stated in the Secretary General's report, the JCPOA, and I quote, constitutes a major achievement in nuclear non-proliferation and diplomacy in addressing issues that could impact on regional and international peace and security, end of quotation. The participating states through the JCPOA have managed to establish a framework that has continued so far to ensure the peaceful nature of the Islamic Republic of Iran's nuclear program, with the necessary verification and monitoring of Iran's nuclear-related commitments. Mr. President, we note from the report of the Secretary General and the facilitator that the Islamic Republic of Iran continues to implement its nuclear-related commitments under the JCPOA as verified by the International Atomic Energy Agency. The continued provisional application of the additional protocol to its safeguards agreement by the Islamic Republic of Iran is encouraging. It's also noteworthy that the Secretary General and his predecessor have not received any report on the supply, transfer, or export to Iran of nuclear and dual-use items, materials, equipment, goods, and technology. However, we note the challenge in the broader implementation of the JCPOA by the participating states, as indicated in the report of the Secretary General and the facilitator. In this regard, the ballistic missile test of Iran though not strictly an integral part of the JCPOA, do affect mutual understanding, which is so critical to ensure the successful implementation of the JCPOA. So are reports of arms seizure by the United States in the vicinity of the Gulf of Oman, and we await the outcome of the investigation on the matter. Such activities could impact the overall implementation of the JCPOA and also increase tension among countries of the region and beyond. All these are matters that affect stability and security in a region which is already very sensitive. This notwithstanding, the JCPOA continues to provide a very good framework in addressing some of the most pressing proliferation-related issues of nuclear and other weapons of mass destruction through political and diplomatic means. We hope all the participating states will address any challenge and difficulties, particularly in relation to implementation, through cooperation and good faith within the proper format, and we echo the call made by the Secretary General in this regard. We also believe that all the participating parties need to continue to maintain an attitude conducive to confidence building among JCPOA participants, as indicated in the facilitator's report. It's important that the Islamic Republic of Iran refrains from acts that could undermine the overall implementation of the JCPOA, such as ballistic missile tests, and continues to fully implement its commitments under Security Council Resolution 2231, including the travel bans and restrictions on arms transfer. On the other hand, it's imperative that all the JCPOA participating states continue to full implementation of their commitments in all its aspects. Of course, as we have stated during the meeting at the 2231 format, we will await the outcome of the independent investigation with regard to reports of ballistic missile launched by the Houthis, as well as information received by the Secretariat in relation to the use of unmanned surface vehicles allegedly used against the Saudi-led coalition. Finally, Mr. President, while expressing appreciation to all the dedicated efforts by Ambassador Sebastiano Cardi and his team as the facilitator for the past 1 year, we hope the upcoming facilitator will further strengthen his engagement with and outreach to member states in order to address issues raised in the report of the Secretary General in relation to the general lack of understanding of Resolution 2231. I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Ethiopia for his statement. I give the floor to the representative of China.
Mr. President, China would like to thank USG Feldman, Ambassador Cardi, and Ms. Anderson for their briefings and express its appreciation for their work. Since the JCPOA on Iran's nuclear program came into effect nearly 2 years ago, the overall implementation has been making steady progress with expanding and more visible positive effects. The IAEA has confirmed 9 times the compliance by Iran with its relevant commitments in the nuclear area under the JCPOA. Thanks to the efforts of all parties, the coordination between the Security Council and the procurement channel is working as planned. As a success story of addressing international and regional hotspot issues by political and diplomatic means, the JCPOA has played an important role in consolidating the international nuclear non-proliferation regime and maintaining peace and stability in the Middle East. At the 10th meeting of the JCPOA Joint Commission held on the 13th of December, all participants noted their continued adherence to the JCPOA commitments and stressed the need to ensure its effective implementation of all its parts in good faith and in the constructive atmosphere. The JCPOA was reached after arduous efforts, and its implementation will inevitably encounter difficulties and challenges. The parties should remain steadfast in their political will, enhance mutual trust, and have greater confidence in the future of the implementation of the JCPOA. China commends the efforts by all parties concerned, including Iran, in implementing the JCPOA, and calls on all parties to continue to be guided by the JCPOA, fulfill their respective commitments, and promote the steady and sustained implementation of the JCPOA. Mr. President, the report of the Secretary General is an important component of the implementation of the Security Council resolution and the JCPOA. As such, it should be considered in connection with the overall implementation of the resolution and the JCPOA. In the current situation, the report of the Secretary General should reflect the implementation efforts by all parties, including Iran, in an objective and balanced manner. China has noticed that the Secretary General's report stressed the great significance of the JCPOA, objectively quoted the relevant conclusions of the IAEA's report, encouraged all member states and regional and international organizations to act in accordance with the historic agreement of the JCPOA and support its implementation, and signaled the need to continue to advance the implementation of the resolution of the JCPOA, which China finds commendable. On the questions of space launch and missile launch by Iran, parties should accurately interpret the relevant resolution of the Security Council and take a prudent approach in addressing these questions to avoid any negative effect on the implementation of the JCPOA. China hopes that the legitimate concerns of Iran regarding the content of the report can be reflected. China appreciates the work done by Ambassador Cardi and his team as the facilitator of the 2231 implementation mechanism. China has taken note of the report submitted by the Joint Commission on the work of the Procurement Working Group and will continue to take an active part in the work of the Joint Commission and the Procurement Working Group. China hopes that the various working mechanisms will act in accordance with their mandates and form synergy in their joint effort to advance the implementation of the resolution and the JCPOA. Mr. President, China consistently advocates the settlement of the Iran nuclear issue by political and diplomatic means and is committed to the reinforcement of the international nuclear non-proliferation regime and the maintenance of international and regional peace and stability. China firmly supports and defends the historic JCPOA. We will continue to actively participate in the implementation of the resolution and the JCPOA, promote the sustained release of JCPOA dividends to benefit all parties, and contribute to the comprehensive, long-term and appropriate settlement of the Iran nuclear issue. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of China for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of the plurinational state of Bolivia.
Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, President. As our first order of business, we'd like to thank the Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Mr. Feltman, and we also thank Her Excellency Ms. Adamson for their briefings received today. We'd also like to thank the Permanent Representative of Italy, Ambassador Sebastiano Cardi, and the team working with him this year for the impeccable work that they have carried out in his capacity as facilitator of the implementation of Resolution 2231. President, Bolivia echoes a point made by the Secretary General in his report, where he states that the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, is the best way of guaranteeing the exclusively peaceful nature and purpose of the nuclear program of the Islamic Republic of Iran. We are pleased to learn of the progress as spelled out in this fourth report on the implementation of Resolution 2231. We are particularly heartened to hear that the Islamic Republic of Iran has been meeting its commitments related to nuclear energy under the JCPOA, as well as the confirmation that Iran is continuing to provisionally apply the additional protocol to the safeguards agreement of the IAEA. Bolivia, which is to highlight the point that given that the JCPOA has been hailed as a genuine success story for multilateral diplomacy and cross-cutting dialogue between parties, said agreement should be implemented in a constructive spirit based on mutual respect. For that reason, the parties must refrain from implementing sanctions unilaterally outside the scope of the JCPOA, given that otherwise, said unilaterally applied sanctions could directly and adversely affect the implementation or application of the agreement. Moreover, Bolivia is pleased to learn that the European Union is upholding its commitment with regard to the full and effective implementation of all parties of the JCPOA, which is a further and very welcome addition to the chorus of statements voicing their support for the plan. President, it is encouraging that since the 20th of June, the date at which the previous report was submitted, a further 8 proposals have been put forward to undertake or allow activities by the Islamic Republic of Iran for civilian purposes, both nuclear and non-nuclear. And We have also been pleased to learn that the Secretary-General is taking his cue from the recommendations made in response to said submissions. We therefore urge Member States to redouble their efforts to disseminate more widely detailed information on procedures under the procurement channel. We believe that if the JCPOA is to meet all the goals and purposes for which it was conceived, all parties to it must comply to the letter with their obligations, first and foremost to foster trust between the parties. Failure to comply by any of the parties to the JCPOA would set a possibly insurmountable precedent, making it very difficult, if not impossible, to reach similar agreements in the future in the sphere of non-proliferation. President, as in previous occasions, Bolivia would like to take this opportunity to express its desire that future reports would also refer to Annex A, given that both annexes, A and B, are parts of the same whole and complement one another when it comes to the effective implementation of Resolution 2231. Finally, the plurinational state of Bolivia, as a pacifist nation, reaffirms its commitment to preventive diplomacy, to multilateralism, to non-interference, and to the respect for the sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity of states, in the understanding that these are universal principles recognized as such by the international community. Thank you very much, President.
I thank the representative of Bolivia for his statement. I now give the floor to the representative of Senegal.
Monsieur le Président.
Mr. President, I would like to first of all thank the Japanese presidency for organizing this meeting on the implementation of Resolution 2231. I'd like to also thank the Undersecretary General for Political Affairs, Mr. Feldman, and Ms. Joan Adamson, Chargée d'Affaires ad interim of the Delegation of the European Union to the United Nations. I also would like to thank Ambassador Sebastiano Cardi, Permanent Representative of Italy, facilitator for the implementation of United Nations Security Council Resolution 2231. Thank them for their briefings. Mr. President, when we approved on the 20th July 2016 the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and did it through Resolution 2231, the Security Council confirmed the agreement on the Iranian nuclear issue, which consecrates the end of the 12 years of intense historic diplomatic efforts undertaken by the United States of America, the Russian Federation, Germany, France, the United Kingdom, China, the European Union, and the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Secretary General's report on the implementation of this resolution, which we are considering today, the fourth one issued according to the provisions in Annex B, describes generally the provisions having to do with the nuclear sphere, ballistic missiles, weapons, travel ban, asset freeze, and the measures to promote the implementation of Resolution 2231. It is encouraging that as regards the provisions on the nuclear, the report states clearly that the Islamic Republic of Iran continues abiding by its commitments. This is confirmed in the reports issued by the International Atomic Energy Agency on their activities of verification and control in this country and on the monitoring of the implementation by Iran of the commitments undertaken on the program of action. It is also reassuring to read that the procurement channel continues considering various proposals, as illustrated by various notifications on the supply, sale, or transfer involving the Islamic Republic of Iran, and that this channel guarantees visibility, inclusivity, and transparency. We also welcome the efforts made by the Secretariat and the facilitator within the framework of implementing our Resolution 2231, in particular when it comes to practical information provided on the procurement channel. This is something that merits the support and cooperation of all of us. Mr. President, all of these efforts are encouraging, of course, but we also have to acknowledge there's still a number of challenges remaining, and not the least of them is making sure that the private sector understands Resolution 2231 and does it well. We need to bridge the gap that exists in the relationship between the world of business and Security Council, especially when it comes to prior approval. So we agree with the recommendations made by the Secretary General when it asks member states to make greater efforts in order to master and understand the specific restrictions within the procurement channel, including the procedures for the submission of proposals and the process for the review. Mr. President, the delegation is very concerned by the information according to which there is a possible transfer by the Islamic Republic of Iran of ballistic missiles, component parts of the missiles or related technologies to the Houthis in Yemen, which can then be used by the Houthis whilst firing and aiming at the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. We therefore will follow very carefully and look forward to the outcome of the investigation, which will be committed by the Secretariat as regards these allegations. My delegation supports the idea of having a joint meeting between the Security Council Sanctions Committees under Resolution 2140 and the 2231 format on their respective conclusions and in due course. To conclude, my delegation would like to say that we are of the view that overall the situation as regards implementing 2231 is positive overall, and we encourage the facilitator and all of the participants in JCPOA and Member States of the United Nations to continue down this road. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Senegal for his statement. I give the floor to the representative of Kazakhstan.
Mr. President, I first of all thank Under Secretary General Mr. Feltman, Treasurer de Fer Adamson, EU delegation to the UN, and Ambassador Cardi, facilitator for implementing Resolution 2231, to their valuable briefings. Taking the opportunity, my delegation would like to commend the dedicated and practical work of the facilitator. During the year, much work has been done on the organizational and technical assistance for implementing Resolution 2231. Kazakhstan welcomes the fourth report of the Secretary General, in which there is a strong support for the implementation of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. We attach great importance to this historic agreement, which not only ensures the exclusively peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear program, but also represents a major achievement in nuclear non-proliferation. Kazakhstan has made a significant contribution to the negotiation process, which led to this agreement. We stand for the further and full implementation of the JCPOA by all parties. The majority of the international community demands the preservation and continuation of this hard-won achievement of multilateral diplomacy. It is necessary to acknowledge that this agreement has put Iran on a nuclear-free path, with the IAEA confirming that Iran is fulfilling all its obligations with regard to the nuclear aspects of the deal. As for the conclusions and recommendations of the fourth report of the Secretary General, Kazakhstan takes a constructive approach in assessing the implementation of Resolution 2231 and the JCPOA. Regarding the worrying violations of the provisions on ballistic missiles and alleged transfers of missile technology to Yemen, transparent and impartial investigation of all mentioned cases requires greater and closer interaction and cooperation between the UN Secretariat, Iran, and other concerned countries. We will expect more detailed information as promised in the report of the Secretary General. We should be careful, anyway, not to discredit the other achievements that have been gained within the framework of this resolution, as well as the joint plan of action. Implementing the JCPOA has had a significant impact on normalizing the situation in the region and beyond. Its positive effects on the revitalization of economic activities in the region will definitely strengthen the atmosphere of trust and confidence, which are very crucial in ensuring regional stability and peace. To conclude, Mr. President, I would like to underline that Kazakhstan will continue to fully support and strictly implement Resolution 2231 and expresses readiness to cooperate with Iran and others in the framework of implementing the JCPOA. We are of the firm conviction that the Security Council, as a guarantor of international peace and security, should oversee its full compliance. You can rest assured that Kazakhstan will play its full part in a most responsible and objective manner in this collective action. I thank you.
I thank the representative of Kazakhstan for his statement. I give the floor to the representative of Ukraine.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also thank all distinguished briefers for providing factual and substantial reports on the status of implementation of both the resolution and the joint comprehensive plan of action. We highly commend professional and impartial efforts of the UN Secretariat, the European Commission, IAEA, as well as the facilitator to ensure full and proper implementation of those crucial instruments which have contributed to easing tensions around the Iranian nuclear issue, as well as strengthening non-proliferation and export control regimes in general. We welcome the continuation of a smooth and effective functioning of the procurement channel mechanism with approval of more proposals to supply to Iran relevant goods and technologies. Let me reiterate that JCPOA fully respects the balance between legitimate right of a state to develop nuclear energy and the need to stem proliferation of nuclear weapons in accordance with NPT. While we are approaching the second anniversary of the implementation day, Ukraine welcomes the fact that, according to the IAEA reports, Iran's nuclear program remains peaceful. Moreover, Tehran's constant compliance with transparency measures contained in the plan significantly fosters the sustainable implementation of this historic deal. At the same time, we also acknowledge that after 2 years of the plan's existence, different interpretations regarding applicability of Resolution 2231 to the Iranian ballistic missile activity are still on their high. Referring further to the fourth report of the Secretary General on implementation of the resolution, Ukraine is concerned about the incidence of noncompliance with restrictions on arms-related transfers, as well as the asset freeze and travel ban provisions stipulated by Annex B to Resolution 2231. Taking into account the risks posed by the current tensions, Ukraine fully supports the intention of the Secretary General to continue examining all cases of concerns and to obtain additional information in substance. Formalistic responses from member states involved regarding the confirmed cases of non-observance only lead to further trade of accusation and undermine the future of JCPOA. As to the alleged cases of arms and missiles transfers from Iran to the conflict zones, we consider the proposal of Secretary General to hold a joint meeting of the Committee 2140 and the Security Council in the 2231 format as a useful and timely initiative that could shed the light on the worrying but sensitive issue. In addition, we find it essential to further raise public awareness on JCPOA and Resolution 2231, thus contributing to their comprehensive understanding and diligent implementation. Mr. President, having stressed the imperative of full compliance with relevant obligations, I would like to reemphasize the importance for all concerned parties to interact constructively to resolve all outstanding issues for the sake of the mentioned overarching nuclear agreement. Preserving JCPOA as a major achievement in nuclear nonproliferation and diplomacy is a crucial contribution to regional and global security and stability. It is even more important at the time when the preparatory process for the 2020 NPT review conference has already commenced. In conclusion, let me express my sincere gratitude to Ambassador Cardi as 2231 facilitator and all of his team for concerted and devoted efforts in ensuring proper implementation of resolution during this year. Your outstanding dedication and commitment earned wide respect and recognition. Thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Ukraine for his statement. I give the floor to the representative of the United Kingdom.
Thank you, Mr. President. And thank you to our briefers, Jeff, for your comprehensive presentation of the Secretary-General's fourth report, Joe, for your update on the Joint Commission, and Sebastiano, for your summary as facilitator of the 2231 format, and indeed for all of your excellent work in that capacity and that of your team. The Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action is one of the greatest diplomatic successes in recent memory. The continued endorsement of the deal through Security Council Resolution 2231 is another considerable achievement and also a responsibility for all of us. We remain committed to its full and equitable implementation by all parties. As the Secretary-General's latest report demonstrates, the nuclear components of the deal are working. Iran is complying with its nuclear commitments. For our part, we are committed to ensuring that the Iranian people see tangible benefits, including from sanctions relief. I encourage all member states to uphold their commitments. We welcome the Secretary-General's recommendation to promote further understanding of 2231 and of the procurement channel. We are committed to supporting these efforts. However, despite this progress, four elements of the report are concerning. They relate to provisions of Annex B. They hinder the full realisation of the reciprocal benefits of the deal, and they undermine faith in Iran's long-term commitment to regional stability. Firstly, we are deeply concerned by reported transfers of Iranian ballistic missile parts and related technology to the Houthis in Yemen. Such transfers would be a violation of Resolution 2231, which prohibits the transfer to and from Iran of ballistic missile technology and related material. These transfers would also violate Resolution 2216, which prohibits the sale or transfer of arms and related material to the Houthis. The Houthi missile attack on Riyadh on the 4th of November deliberately targeted a civilian area. And earlier today, we heard reports of a further missile attack on Riyadh, this time aimed at the Yamama Palace. Both would have caused suffering and chaos had they landed as intended. This is clearly unacceptable and risks escalating the situation. The transfer of weapons to the Houthis threatens regional security and stability. Their use is prolonging the conflict in Yemen and contributing to heightened regional tensions. It's essential that the UN conducts a thorough investigation and informs the Security Council of its conclusions as soon as possible. We strongly support the Secretary-General's call for a joint meeting of the 2140 Committee and the 2231 format. This will allow for a coherent discussion of the use of ballistic missiles against the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, while also considering next steps to address this threat. Secondly, we are concerned by the continued reported violations of restrictions on arms-related provisions. Evidence of these activities is mounting. The latest report indicates that the arms seized from a dhow near the Gulf of Oman and an unmanned surface vessel recovered in Yemeni waters are both of Iranian origin. These activities, which are contrary to our Security Council resolution, give us further cause for concern over Iran's involvement in that conflict. Thirdly, we are concerned by evidence relating to Iranian ballistic missile-related activities. Paragraph 3 of Annex B calls on Iran not to undertake any activity related to ballistic missiles that are designed to be capable of delivering nuclear weapons, including launches using such technology. The launch of the Cymorg space launch vehicle on the 27th of July made use of such technology and, as such, was inconsistent with Resolution 2231. Finally, we are concerned by reports of multiple travel ban violations, including new infringements by Major General Qasem Soleimani. This is particularly disturbing given the public nature of the violation. Putting all these issues together, it is clear that these activities are having a detrimental impact on regional security and are undermining Iran's integration with the international community. We remain committed to the full implementation of 2231 to uphold the historic agreement, and we are committed to working with all parties to make this a reality. But we cannot stand by and allow a Security Council resolution to be ignored and the situation in the region to be further destabilised. We urge Iran to respect all provisions of Resolution 2231, and we are prepared to work with Council members to ensure that those responsible are held accountable for any proven violations. The JCPOA and its implementation through Resolution 2231 are important elements of the international community's non-proliferation architecture, and they're essential to supporting regional and global security. We are all responsible for ensuring its success. We must all honour our commitments. Iran is no exception. Thank you.
Thank the representative of the United Kingdom for his statement. I give the floor to the representative of Italy.
Thank you, Mr. President. Once again, I would like to thank again USG Feldman, my national capacity, and Ambassador Adamson for their briefing on the Joint Commission activities. And thank you all for the very kind words addressed to me and my team after the year of mandate and the year of chairing the facilitating mechanism. So, Mr. President, once again, we have before us a very comprehensive report by the Secretary General. We believe, of course, Italy believes that every effort should be made by relevant parties and the international community as a whole to ensure that the JCPOA continue to represent a success story in the global effort to uphold the integrity of the non-proliferation regime. It is crucial for us that the Security Council displays unity on such central topic, and the accurate and thorough report of the Secretary General provides a good basis to work towards this important objective. And we strongly appreciate the references in the Secretary General report to the JCPOA as, I quote, a major achievement in nuclear non-proliferation and diplomacy in addressing issues that could impact on regional and international peace and security. And end of quote. So we are convinced that all participants, including the Iranian people, should continue to benefit from it. We definitely very much share the Secretary General's call on all participants to remain steadfast in their commitment to the full implementation of the agreement. Likewise, Italy believes in the importance of a full and comprehensive implementation of Resolution 2231 in all its aspects. In this respect, we also take good note of the Secretary General's preliminary findings contained in the report regarding ballistic missile issues, and we look forward to the outcome of the investigation that has been announced. Mr. President, the implementation of the JCPOA and of UN Security Council Resolution 2231 has advanced significantly so far. We wish to echo the Secretary General's appeal to work through differences and challenges in a spirit of cooperation and compromise, good faith, and reciprocity. And we encourage all stakeholders to promptly resolve issues of concern by exploiting all the relevant mechanisms set up by the plan of action. And the Security Council, of course, plays a key role within its competences and responsibilities in that respect. And Italy reiterates its full trust in and support to the Atomic Energy Agency in discharging its verification task related to the JCPOA, and commends the High Representative of the European Union, Federica Mogherini, for her leadership in coordinating the joint commission established by the JCPOA. And as finally, as this is my last national intervention on this issue, let me thank all of you again for the kind words, for the cooperation. You and your teams that worked very professionally in the 2231 format, for the support and for the full collaboration we experienced, and that you extended to me and to my colleagues during the year. And that, I must underline, allowed an always constructive atmosphere of cooperation prevail in all our meetings. So for this, I am grateful together with my team. And I thank you, Mr. President.
I thank the representative of Italy for his statement. I shall now make a statement in my capacity as a representative of Japan. I thank three briefers for their reports on the implementation of Resolution 2231. And I, too, would like to commend the work of Ambassador Sebastiano Cardi as facilitator of 2231 format. And Japan welcomes the fourth report of the Secretary General, which provides concrete and vital information concerning the implementation of Resolution 2231. The Secretariat is responding ably to the Council's request to undertake extensive data collection, analysis, and reporting. Members of the Council should continue to support the work of the Secretariat, so that it can continue to do its work at a high standard, preserving independence, impartiality, and expertise. We agree in particular with paragraph 4 and 5 of this SG report, which call on JCPOA participants and all member states, respectively, to support the implementation of this resolution. In this regard, we positively note the recent statement by IAEA Director General Yukiya Amano that the nuclear-related commitments undertaken by Iran under the JCPOA are being implemented, and underline that Iran is subject to the world's most robust nuclear verification regime to ensure that this continues. Japan is committed to working closely with the IAEA, the Council, and JCPOA signatories to enable the most effective possible implementation of Resolution 2231. Japan is concerned by some alleged violations of the arms embargo and the travel ban provisions referred to in more depth in the SG report. Ballistic missile-related transfers or activities are subject to further analysis by the Secretariat, and Japan is awaiting those results. Nevertheless, we can say that the positive outcome of the JCPOA Resolution 2231 will be shared by the Middle East and the international community as a whole only when it is fully and robustly implemented. Japan strongly calls on all member states, including Iran, to fully implement Resolution 2231. Japan has repeatedly underscored the importance of the close coordination between the 2231 format and the other Council subsidiary organs, such as the 2140 Yemen Sanctions Committee and the Somalia-Eritrea Sanctions Committee. The latest SG report calls for a joint meeting of 2140 Committee and 2231 format so that Council members can receive respective findings simultaneously. As the chair of 2140 Committee, Japan fully supports this idea. Japan hopes that the next facilitator and the Secretariat will continue outreach activities such as those Italy has undertaken in this year. For non-members of the Council, information and updates provided by the facilitator and the Secretariat through outreach meetings are extremely useful. This issue goes beyond the interest of simply the JCPOA signatories and the Council. It is an issue that all member states should strive to see fully implemented. I resume my function as President of the Council. I now give the floor to the representative of Germany.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I appreciate very much of being included in the discussion today, as Germany was part of the P5 plus one talks, or as we call them in Germany, E3 plus three talks that led to the JCPOA. I would also like to commend Sebastiano for the work you have done as facilitator. I think I'm the last one to thank you here today. And I would also very much like to thank Joan Adamson for her statement. Germany fully supports the work of the European External Action Service, of Federica Mogherini, but also of the Secretary General of the EAD, Helga Schmidt, who has been instrumental in negotiating the JCPOA and also watches over the implementation. I can be short on substance. As everybody, as most of you, there are two points to make. The one point is, yes, the JCPOA holds. The JCPOA, after the ninth verification round, for me, continues to constitute a huge success of international diplomacy, of a strengthening of the non-proliferation regime. And I think in times where this non-proliferation regime is under threat, I think to strengthen and to maintain JCPOA is very important, but it has to be done in all aspects. And when I talk about all aspects, I also mean that the people of Iran,
who had suffered a lot under the regime, who have suffered a lot under the sanctions. I think that the people in Iran also have to benefit from the lifting of sanctions so that they live in better circumstances. The second point, of course, we have to look at the full picture, and the full picture of 2231 presents certainly that Iran is in its activities is, to say the least, inconsistent with what 2231 asked for. The list is long. Jeff Feltman, and I thank very much for the report that you presented, and through you, the Secretary General, list a number of items where Iran is not in compliance. First of all, most important, the ballistic missile tests that they are undertaking, and then the transfer of arms to the Houthis. And there are so many indications that have been given around the table that I think it is very urgent, Jeff, that the Secretary General continues to work on this and then presents all the evidence here so that actions are taken in the forms that have been described. As I said, we continue to be absolutely supportive to the JCPOA, but we are not blind. We see the role that Iran is playing. The leaders of Germany, France, and Britain have underlined that the regional role of Iran, its ballistic missile program, gives rise to serious concerns as they directly affect European security interests. So any alleged Iranian activities deserves our utmost attention, and we call upon Iran to cease all activities which might be inconsistent or violate the terms of Resolution 2231 and ensure full compliance with the resolution. Thank you very much.
I thank the representative of Germany for his statement. There are no more names inscribed on the list of speakers. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.